to the June 13, 2017 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is to approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I have no changes to today's agenda, and I was asked by Mr. Arlette to remind council that he's attending his son's Academy Day in Washington, D.C. today and will not be able to attend today's meeting.
Thank you, sir. Entertained a motion to approve the agenda?
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Afraid I was gone, weren't you?
Oh, I missed you.
Missed me all that. That was quick.
We had the minutes of June 6th. Any questions or corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We do have one letter, and it's, Dear Sussex County Council, thank you for making the Veterans Resource Center a reality. Because of you, vets like me have a space on campus that will enhance our learning experience and help me graduate with a college degree. Thanks for all that you do. And it's signed Amber Curtis, Education Program Class of 2019.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay. Public comments, Mr. Guy.
Oh my God! No.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
Morning.
I was just waiting to see if you were awake. A couple of weeks I have been pitching an itch about this setup you have here for how many months? Back a while back, you had an afternoon meeting when the Vulch people were in here. You had all kinds of people screaming they couldn't hear. Well, somebody said, oh, well, you need to move up. I got news for you. It's got nothing to do with moving up. It's got to do with this stupid, lousy piece of crap we've got here that doesn't resonate in the back and people cannot hear. Monday nights, Board of Adjustments, go listen to them. They're screaming. You can't hear. We can't hear. We can't hear. And you've got planning and zoning, the same problem. Now, the worst two is right there. Absolutely, in the daytime. Why? Because they got the habit of sitting there and saying nothing and turn their heads. Well, guess what? They're not speaking to the mic, it won't pick it up. And I'll tell you what, I don't care whether they're sitting here or sitting in the back. You guys need to speak up, and you guys need to talk in your microphones, and even then it's questionable whether we're going to catch it. Now, I can go home on the computer and hook into it, put my ear sets on, and it'll blast you right off the map. Actually, got to turn it right down. Well, that's what they're doing. They're messing with the computer, but it doesn't affect this piece of garbage in here at all. I say, fix it.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. We have one item here, legislative update under County Administrator. This was requested by Mr. Arlette for a legislative update involving the General Assembly. Not much of an update right now. I think most people understand where the General Assembly is focused on. I will say one piece of legislation involving Sussex County at our request, Senate Bill 99, which deals with the sewer assessment relating to front footage or equivalent dwelling unit has been introduced, and it is waiting a committee schedule for consideration. At that time, we will appear in support of that bill, which the county specifically requested among our county delegation. Other than that, Mr. President, unless you have questions, I have nothing further. You may have something based on your information.
Thank you, sir. Just a couple things, and they affect us somewhat, I guess, in some respect. House Bill 44 is on the ready list, and it's a bill requires a landlord to obtain from a tenant seeking to rent or renew a lease of a lot in manufactured housing community a paper or electronic copy of the home's title. So they, in fact, have that in their hand, know who they own or don't own it, so if you ever go to do something about that, you can do it. Another thing's out of committee, Senate Bill 64, and this is something that affects us in the wintertime on occasion. This bill removes requirement that the governor must declare a state of emergency before issuing a level one driving warning. A lot of times people request the driving warning, but they can't do it without a state of emergency, and that's just going to do away with that. Mr. Walsh, report on Senate Bill 99. It's in the committee. Hope it's going to be out of committee here soon. One thing I guess could affect all of us is House Bill 89. It's in the Senate committee, and that is changing the dates of primary elections in the state from September to April, which when you're filing for office is then back before that. It's got to be in the, what is that? 60 days before, I guess. House Bill 83 is a bill that clarifies a county government authority to enact and enforce an ordinance affecting an area within a right-of-way and consistent with state code. Specifically, it enables a county government to enact an ordinance that concerns the maintenance of sidewalks and residential subdivisions. It's in DLDOT right-of-way. The lodging tax, we've heard about that before. House Bill 130, that is in committee. I'm not sure it's going to see light of day, but you never can tell. There's a bill in there about sheriff sales, House Bill 187. A lot of that what it says is under current law, Newcastle County or any municipal government may disapprove of the winning bid for a tax lien sheriff sale at the election of the government entity initiating the tax lien sale for any public purpose or reason. This bill allows any county or municipality to additionally require that bidders at such tax liens certify prior to bidding that do not have any record of failing to maintain other real property which they own an interest. That could be interesting. And that's probably the only thing we have any issue with right now. House Bill 209 is in committee, probably will never come out of committee. This is Representative Kowalko's bill. This act is meant to prohibit the practice of waiving certain sections of the Delaware Code year after year through the use of epilogue language in the budget bill. I doubt that will ever surface.
Is it safe to say we will have the ones that affect us, Todd, brought up so we can make a consensus so that when somebody goes to Dover, they can speak on behalf of Sussex County Council on positions?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, good, good.
And right now, the only bill that really affects, I mean, that really affects us is the one about the front footage fees for sewer. And we all supported that, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that taking us over the rental taxes and stuff like that, it does impact some of our constituents. So, anyway, bring us back some that may have directly affect us and may have a...
We'll do that next week for you.
A small impact, say, on our constituents or
sure.
Some of that.
Mr. President, would you mind explaining to me about the sidewalks again?
It's a bill, Sammy. Apparently, what it allows counties, if there's a sidewalk that's in a state right-of-way, it allows the county to, I guess, have it repaired or require it be repaired or something. I forget whose bill that was.
Is that suburban or is that town district?
No, it was specifically for counties. Act to amend Title 17, Delaware Code relating to DLDOT right-of-way. Being acted Delaware General Assembly, State of Delaware, and the synopsis of the bill, it's a two-page bill, but the synopsis at the end, I'm sorry, a three-page bill. The synopsis is it clarifies a county government's authority to enact and enforce an ordinance affecting an area within a right-of-way.
Would that have been maybe Belltown?
I'll tell you what catches my attention is when you're going out here going west to Georgetown, and they got a school district right down the road from them, and people's got to walk right on the road to get there, and don't have no sidewalk there at all.
Right.
They've zoned this suburban area into a town area, which they don't have to follow the regulations. That's what makes, that's kind of concerning to me a little bit about that.
We will find out more about that for next week. It's not the only thing, the one about manufactured housing where they had to have a title in their hand, that's the only thing that's on the ready list at this point in time. But we will find out about that 83 and see what that actually does for us, and we'll report back next week. Mr. Lawson, you're still up, buddy.
Thank you. County Administrator's Report for June 13, 2017. Item 1, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County Conference Planning Subcommittee will meet on Monday, June 19th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Admin West Complex at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. During the meeting, the subcommittee will continue to discuss planning for the annual conference scheduled for October 18th. Item 2, the Sussex County Engineering Department will be conducting a public hearing on the boundaries of the Winding Creek Village Water District on Thursday, June 15th, starting at 6 p.m. at Conley's United Methodist Church on Johnlands Way in Lewis. That is all, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's now 10:15. So, Mrs. Jennings, you have quite a few things today to deal with. So,
yes, thank you, Mr. President, members of council. Council introduced the budget ordinance along with four other ordinances on May 16th. Since some of the ordinances can affect the overall budget ordinance, we will begin with the single ordinances before getting into the larger comprehensive budget ordinance. I'm going to turn it over to Everett to begin the first public hearing.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Jennings. This is the time and place for public hearing on marriage bureau issues, and it was concerning fees on marriage issues. And Ms. Jennings indicated, there are going to be several public hearings today. On each of the public hearings, they will each be introduced separately, and each will be, the public can come up and discuss those after a presentation by Ms. Jennings. And but instead of saying each time the public has a right to come up, I will just ask the public to come up if you have anything to say. At this point, Ms. Jennings, would you like to give a synopsis of this ordinance?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Moore. So the first ordinance is the Marriage Bureau and fees related to their services. So the first one was a recording fee of $20. This is what Newcastle County had implemented to be consistent with their other row offices. We calculated that in order for the marriage bureau to record a marriage license, it takes 2 hours. So to charge the $20 would recoup that cost of our staff. This would bring in about $29,840, which will offset, as you can see in the top right-hand corner, that the marriage bureau does have a operating loss. So we are trying to increase the fees to cover the cost of the marriage bureau. The other item is to increase out-of-office ceremonies. We would be charging $100 for residents and $175 for non-residents. This is a $25 increase. Again, we looked at the cost of traveling to these weddings, the time spent with staff to figure out what is the proper way to charge in order to cover our expenses here. Turn back over to Mr. Moore.
Okay, is there any member, any member of the council have any question on this proposed ordinance? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to discuss this matter? Is there anyone that would like to discuss this matter? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
Public hearing and the public comment. I ask you to read the short title.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 62, Article 5, Section 62-16 of the Code of Sussex County to conform to the Delaware Code, which prohibits civil unions as of July 1, 2013, to increase fees charged by the Clerk of Fees to perform marriage ceremonies outside of the office of the Clerk of Fees for Sussex County, and to institute a fee to record each marriage with the Marriage Bureau.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote.
Now,
Mr. Cole.
I have one question, Mike. Does this encourage people to get married? Is this what this is all about? To get more encouragement for people to marry?
Cost them more.
I think the true thing here, Mr. Wilson, was the fact that they're losing money as it is, and to try to make a little more income, they're still going to be operating at a net loss. but to get some income back into the Marriage Bureau, well, and the fact that charged a little more for being out of the office.
The thing is, when they get married, they're going to go buy a home, they're going to have to buy a permit, and they're still going to spend more money than they ever spent lately. So I have a problem saying this is only to encourage people to get married. Since I'm already married 57 years, I don't have this to worry about.
That's correct. You haven't got to do it again. Sorry.
And my kid's already married, so I don't have to worry about. But my great-grandchildren might come along and need some marriage. But it's continuing. I got married for $5. I can't believe how much it's still got to keep going up. I know wages are going anywhere from $1.50 an hour up to $15 an hour. Now they want to pass a law up to Dover, says it goes up to $10 an hour, minimum wage. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. How they can make a private enterprise to spend money when the government don't own it.
Any more questions on this particular ordinance? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Ms. Jennings? I guess we're back to you. We're going to vote from you to Everett. Okay. We're good.
Go ahead, Everett.
Okay. Yeah, this we're now opening the public hearing on the first-time home buyer exception. And Ms. Jennings, would you like to give us a short synopsis?
Sure. So the first-time home buyer credit would limit the credit only to the buyer's half of the 1.5%. So if you can look on the slide on the left-hand side, you'll see currently that the buyer and the seller both get exempt from their 1.5% or their portion of it, of 0.75%. So what we're proposing in this ordinance is that any new transactions that are contracted after July 1st, that the buyer would be the only one that's exempt at that point, the 0.75. So the county would still collect the 0.75. Newcastle County already operates at this understanding, and we feel that this follows the original intent of the legislation.
Okay. Thank you. And prior to me opening up the public hearing, on behalf of the legal department, I would like to suggest, and I want to put this on the record prior to, so if anyone wants to comment, we want to make sure, and I've proposed a specific language which indicates, whereas for purposes of the first-time home buyer exemption, grantor and grantee shall be prohibited from contractually modifying the apportionment of the transfer tax as stated in section 103-19A to decrease grantor's portion of the transfer tax. What that means is the purpose of this legislation is to make sure the first-time home buyer does get the exemption and that the county can collect from the seller. We do not want the seller and the buyer in their contract stating the buyer pays all transfer taxes and then the buyer gets exempted, so the entire transfer tax is exempt as it is now. So that would close that loophole. So that will be something I'll be proposing as an amendment to council afterwards if they decide to take that up, but I did want to bring that up on the record.
We can't amend this current ordinance to modify to say that? That's what we're doing, right?
We will be after the public hearing.
Oh, okay.
We'll open it up public hearing, and you have the right to
I sat up for a minute. We were going to do this and then come back later. No. We're going to do it today. Good. Okay.
Is there anyone in the public that would like to speak on this matter? Is there anyone here in the public? Mr. Kramer.
Here comes the first-time home buyer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I got one question. Is this going to be the same way as what the state constitutes what is a first-time home buyer?
From our purposes, it is first-time home buyer any place. It is not just.
I understand that, yes. But is it the same exact? In other words, I'm going to try to give you an example. If somebody owns a house trailer, a trailer, single wide, is not on bricked around it.
Not a Class C.
Not a Class C.
There you go.
Right. Just now, we're trying to help.
Not Class C, then you are still classified by the state that you are a first-time homebuyer, if you sell that house.
And that would be my argument, because you own personal property before, not real property.
Okay. That's what I want to know.
And you're saying somebody coming in from out of state, they own a house somewhere else, but it's first time they buy one here, they don't qualify?
They do not qualify.
That's good. Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in regards to this ordinance? Is there anyone else?
I have a question.
Sure.
Who verifies this?
There is, at all real estate closings, there is a form that is signed. If someone is a first-time home buyer, they have to list every place they've resided in the last 10 years on the form, and then they signed, and it's notarized, and it's form of an oath. So if it was found to be untrue, they would be under penalty of perjury.
Okay. But we rely on the settlement attorney to, and they're not going to go back and check those addresses. They're just going to ask for it, you sign it, and you're just expose yourself in case you're
that's
misrepresenting
correct.
Something. That's about it.
That is correct.
Right. There's really no close scrutiny, but no. Best we can do.
Yeah.
They just take the money and say thank you.
Okay. Is there any, since there was no one else that desired to speak on this matter, I would propose, Mr. President, if the council would desire them, I do have proposed motions to amend this ordinance as we had indicated.
Okay. Do we need to close the public hearing
yes,
first?
Yes, we would.
Okay. The council will close the public hearing, close public comment. Ask Mr. Moore to read.
I have two motions, and the first one, motion one, if you go to the third whereas clause, and I have this in front of council, add at the end of that sentence in parens, typically one half of the total Sussex County transfer tax, end of parens. Then under the next whereas clause, which would be the fourth whereas clause, again at the end of that sentence, add parens, typically one half of the total Sussex County transfer tax, and then add the following whereas clause, whereas for the purposes of the first-time home buyer exception, grantor and grantee shall be prohibited from contractually modifying the apportionment of the transfer tax as stated in section 103-19A to decrease the grantor's portion of the transfer tax.
I'll make a motion to amend the ordinance to include
that language that Everett Moore just read.
A motion, Mr. Cole.
I will second that.
Second, Mr. Burton, to approve the motion as read by Mr. Moore as amended. Questions on that? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The second motion would be to add on in D, which is the actual change to the ordinance. The first-time homebuyer exception shall, and the language to be changed, apply only to the grantee's portion of the transfer tax as defined in 103-19A hereof, and shall, those words to be added as I've got on the sheet, and then add, for purposes of the first-time homebuyer exception, grantor and grantee shall be prohibited from contractually modifying the apportionment of the transfer tax as set forth in section 103-19A to decrease the grantor's portion of the transfer tax. This provision shall apply to all contracts entered into as of July 1, 2017, the effective date hereof.
Pleasure, Council.
We need a motion on that.
A motion to approve as amended.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Now we will read the short title as amended, and an ordinance to amend Chapter 103, Article 4, Section 103-19D of the Code of Sussex County to limit the first-time homebuyer transfer tax exception to the grantee's one-half of the Sussex County Realty Transfer Tax as amended.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next would be the public hearing on an ordinance concerning distribution to municipalities by the council, and Ms. Jennings will give us a brief synopsis of this.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Moore. So our current ordinance says that if a town or city does not collect $20,000, the county will grant a flat $15,000. So up on the slide, you'll see three fiscal years and the towns that would be affected by this. So, for example, if you look at the town of Frankfurt, they collected $8,826 in 1 year, and we just give them a $15,000 flat amount. So it does not matter what's in that peach column, but we still give them $15,000. So the proposed ordinance says if a town or city does not collect $20,000, the county will grant the difference between what is collected and $20,000. So go back to the town of Frankfurt, they would then be the difference between $20,000 and the $8,000, then they would collect $11,000. This makes it a little more equitable among the towns. They know what the formula is. I have reached out to every town that is on this list to let them know that the ordinance existed. I didn't get any questions. So I'll turn it back over to Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you. Now we're opening the public hearing on this matter. Is there anyone that would like to speak on this matter? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak on this matter? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this
matter. Close the public hearing and come to comment. Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend Chapter 103, Article 4, Section 103-29(1) of the Code of Sussex County to modify Sussex County's real estate tax distribution to incorporated municipalities which do not collect realty transfer tax or which collect realty transfer tax but receive less than $20,000 in revenue during any fiscal year.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Yeah, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
Let me just understand this. So the threshold is $20,000, mm-hmm. Right?
Correct.
But where's the 15? If they collect less than 15, we pay them up to 20. Is that the number?
No. The previous is if they did not collect up to 20, we gave them 15.
So previously, as it sits today, if town A collects realty transfer tax of $5,000, you pick a number.
Right.
That's less than 20. We gave them $15,000.
So we've got them up to 20.
Well, I'm going to rephrase that. They collect 10. That's less than 20. We give them 15. Okay?
That'd be 25.
That's correct. Town B collects $19,999. We give them $15,000. Because that's less than 20.
Okay.
So this is leveling that up. So if you don't collect 20, we'll give you the difference between what you collect and 20. So 20 is where it's capped.
Okay.
Okay? Correct, Mr. Mike?
That is correct.
Okay.
So that means they better throw in an extra nickel there.
Whatever. Yeah, somewhere.
So we have a motion.
Yep. I'm just adding more questions?
Nope.
Okay. We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Now is the time for the public hearing to adopt the assessment rules. And Ms. Jennings is going to give a highlights and synopsis of this.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Moore. The assessment rolls reflect the county's records for equivalent dwelling units, or EDUs, and billable front footage for each sewer and water district. These records have been made available in the billing office for public inspection and review. These records are subject to individual appeal via the Board of Assessment Review. This is not the public hearing for the water and sewer rates. This public hearing is for the list of properties and their applicable front footage and EDUs that will be billed by the rates established in the rate ordinance. I will now turn it back over to Mr. Moore to conduct the public hearing.
Okay, are there any questions from council? And if not, is there anyone here in the public that would like to speak in regards to this matter? Is there anyone that would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
Close public hearing and close the web comment and ask Ms. Jennings to read her motion.
Thank you. The motion is, be it moved that the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment rules for all Sussex County sanitary sewer and water districts for the period of July 1st, 2017 through June 30th, 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr.
Motion,
President.
Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
I just want to make my yearly, I think this is where I do it. I'd like to see us move towards a unit pricing in the future. I think we're making progress in that direction. And I think this is the area where it would impact our users. So anyway, I'm not as vocal as I used to be in the past. It's wearing me down. We're making a little progress.
We've made a lot of progress.
We're making a lot of progress, but we ought to get to that point. And thank you for the time.
I believe, Mr. Jennings, this has already been done. Is that correct?
No, it has not already been done.
No.
I think I made a motion about this a year or so ago.
Well, no, Sam, you're something else.
I think you were sleeping through that, George.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next is we're going to have a public hearing on the ordinance to establish the sewer rates. Ms. Jennings will give a short presentation, and then we'll have the public hearing. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to review some of the highlights that are in the sewer and water budget. Sewer service charge rates did not change for any of the districts. The rate will remain at $286 a year for the sewer. Three areas will see a decrease in their assessment rates due to the debt being paid off. It is budgeted to continue the 100-foot cap for residential utility users, to cover capital costs due to expansion. One-time connection fees to the county's treatment plants are increasing to $6,360. The county is projecting to see a 1.8% increase in EDUs. The water budget is up $229,000. Due to this being a one-time large repair, we are going to be using available funds to balance the budget so that the rate will stay the same at $305.76. I'll turn it back over to Mr. Moore.
Okay, at this point, if the council does not have any questions, we'll open this up to the public. Is there anyone from the public that would like to discuss this matter? Is there anyone here that would like to discuss this proposed ordinance? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close public hearing, close public comment, and ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
An ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr.
Motion,
President.
Mr. Cole.
We'll make that motion.
Second. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. And last but not least.
And Mr. President, next is a public hearing on the ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2018. Ms. Jennings will give a presentation on this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Fiscal 2018 revenue forecast is consistent with fiscal 2017, to which we are seeing growth in the real estate market. Taxable assessments are up 3.5%, and the county's building-related revenues are budgeted to increase 14%. Although there are no proposed tax increases, we are increasing fees in the Marriage Bureau and for plan reviews. Public safety remains our focus, with 55 cents for every dollar collected to go towards this expense. The county's public safety expense includes a $679,000 increase for supplemental trooper coverage in Sussex County. Due to the increase in building permits, the fire and BLS companies are seeing an increase in funding for a total grant amount of $3.6 million. One other notable expense includes an additional $10 million contribution to our pension funds to improve our funded percentage. In summary, this ordinance includes a total general fund budget that equals $68,726,340, a total capital project fund budget that equals $13,442,000, and an enterprise budget that equals $36,101,519. And I will turn this back over to Mr. Moore.
Are there any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak on this matter? Mr. Kramer.
Thank you.
My name is Dan Kramer. 8041 Scott Store Road, Greenwood. Now you can even call me at 349-5332. I'd glad to take your phone calls, because I'll tell you what it's all about. What I want to know, that says it's a budget, but it ain't the budget. That's not even what you're going to vote on. Why not? I asked the same question a year ago, and somebody's going to answer it. Here's the ad in the state news. That's what you're going to vote on, because that's what was advertised. This wasn't advertised. But there's another thing here. Part of this here isn't in this budget. So the question is, if you're going to go that route, where you inside here, it says this is the budget, and where it says that we're going to give the employees a 2.4% cost of living raising. Are you? Because if you vote for this, it's not in the budget. You ain't got to do deadly squat. So, which are you voting on? This or this?
I'm sure we're voting on the ordinance as read and presented by Mrs. Jennings. And I am sure we have advertised this correctly.
Well, I'll put it this way to you. Let's go a year ago. By dadgummit, I raised Cain back then, and then I came in and I said they weren't telling the truth. And Arlett came in here, and I told Arlett flat out, and I proved to him that they weren't telling the truth. So he had made an appointment with her. When I brought it in, she said, oh, this is not the budget. And she showed the advertising. That's the budget. So you tell me, what are you voting on?
Ms. Jennings, answer this question, please.
We are voting on the ordinance. The ordinance is, this is the document that supports the ordinance.
But you are
voting on the individual lines by the departments as listed in the ordinance.
There you go.
So you're actually voting on this. This is just a supporting copy. So therefore, that means that this is just a supporting, but no place in that advertising does it say a word about the employees are going to get a 2.46% cost of living, plus they're all supposed to be considering what their performance is to get a 1%. And then you have in here your, what's it called? Pay scale. Well, if you get in that pay scale and that pay scale throws you up into another category, you're supposed to have a 5% increase and a 1% for every category you jump into. I guarantee you it don't happen. Oh, it might happen to a few of them, but the fact of the matter is most of them never got it. When the first one was passed or the second one was passed, they didn't get it. I would advise you, hey, guys, you need to start paying these your peons what they're worth. But, oh, no, we don't do that. We just screw them. Thank you.
Mr. Kramer, if you'd stand there just a second, I want to tell you something. You are very incorrect in what you just said.
No, I am not.
You are incorrect.
I can prove that they did not get the raises. But
I allowed you to speak, did I not? I'd appreciate the courtesy to let me speak to you. I can tell you if an employee was put in for a raise and approved, they got their raise.
No, they didn't.
Because you are incorrect.
No, I'd be dead gum fine, but I'm not going to throw nobody under the bus, because I've had workers come to me and they said, well, hey, we were supposed to get the 5% and then an increase on each category they went in, and they didn't get it. They didn't even come close to getting it. So don't tell me.
I think they are incorrect.
Oh, I don't think so. In fact, like I said, I would dearly love for one of these workers to have the go-dads to step forward and prove you wrong.
I would too.
But they're not going to. Why not? Because, number one, they're scared to death they could get fired.
That would not be the case, Mr. Kramer.
No, it would.
Mr. President, I've had many employees talk to me about many, many issues, and I've never seen any hesitation on any of our employees.
That's correct.
At least discussing things with me, and I'm sure some of the other councils had similar situations. So I would just tell any employee who's got a problem, come see us. Stop visiting Mr. Kramer's office and go into getting advice from Mr. Kramer.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in regards to this matter? Is there anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close the public hearing, close the public comment, and if you'd read the short title.
An ordinance establishing annual operating budget for fiscal year 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Medlars.